Nearly all 62 young people now in the custody of Nigeria's anti-trafficking agency are said to be from neighboring Benin or Togo. The agency's spokesman, Arinze Orauke, says a regional approach has become imperative in the fight against what is considered a lucrative trade involving children.
The other countries need to set up a similar structures and a similar instrument of law, like Nigeria has done, so that this cross-border movement are not allowed, as long as there are victims that are being taken out of the shores for illegal movement like trafficking in person.
The Nigerian police intercepted a truck in the country's south, carrying the potential child laborers to Cameroon and Gabon. The children included a three-year-old girl. Orauke says some suspects have been arrested and will soon be prosecuted.
We've secured the 12th conviction. We've not lost any case since this thing started. So we cannot let this matter go down like that, especially when it's not just Nigeria. What my boss is doing is to try to reach out to those other countries that have their citizens there to take custody of their citizens while we prosecute the traffickers.
Child trafficking is punishable by a maximum 10-year jail term in Nigeria. West African girls are often trafficked into sexual exploitation, with others placed in domestic servitude, drug trafficking, and labor exploitation. Human trafficking is a major problem in West Africa, where most impoverished families are often glad to give their children away for a token. The United Nations estimate the number of people trafficked each year range from between 600,000 to 4 million. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.